You're listening to Your Public Radio, WYPR. I'm Nathan Sterner. The Democratic-led House of Delegates gave preliminary approval to Republican Governor Larry Hogan's budget yesterday. But as WYPR's Christopher Connolly reports, that approval came with significant changes.
When she introduced the budget bill on the House floor, Appropriations Chairman Maggie McIntosh said the budget adds to the rainy day fund and slows the growth of government spending. Plus this.
We restored our priorities. Education, taking care of our state workers, and critical, critical social and health needs that our Maryland citizens deserve.
The House plan puts $130 million more toward education than Governor Hogan's plan called for. It restores a cost of living increase for state employees, and there's more money in Medicaid, mental health services, and for people with developmental disabilities.
We did this without raising taxes.
Republicans raised a series of concerns about the budget on the House floor. Some of them perennial, like a move to restrict abortion access to Medicaid recipients that comes up every year. It was voted down, as it is every year. Others were concerned about cutting positions in the Department of Corrections and the state police, 100 positions in total. Delegate John Cluster.
We're going in the wrong direction when we're taking away public safety from the state of Maryland.
But Chairman McIntosh said they only cut some of the hundreds of vacant positions between the two departments. And since Hogan's budget directs all state agencies to cut their budgets by 2%, McIntosh said the staffing cuts help them get there without reducing manpower.
All right, that's what we're trying to do.
Overall, though, Republicans raised fewer objections than in previous years. House Minority Whip Kathy Shalega was more positive than negative about the budget.
This is the first budget that we've seen since before I was elected that does not depend on a tax increase because we're living within our means.
Governor Hogan said last week that he's still waiting for a meaningful discussion of tax cuts. The legislature has yet to approve any of his tax proposals. Shalega agrees with Governor Hogan, but she says she sees little room in this budget for tax relief that reduces revenues.
It is certainly going to be difficult to do that, but nothing's impossible. And I definitely see this current budget positioning Maryland to give taxpayers tax cuts next year.
The House budget is a tad smaller than Hogan's. It comes to about $16 billion in general fund spending. The legislature can't add to the total amount of the governor's proposed budget in Maryland, so the House had to find ways to save money elsewhere to spend more money on schools and other priorities. Part of the solution comes from reducing the payment to the state's pension fund. That left Republicans howling. The state's tax man, Peter Francho, a Democrat, hates it too.
To insist upon that as a source of this general fund compromise, boy, that it really troubles me as the comptroller.
Francho says it's like pulling money out of your retirement account because you want to take the kids to Disney World, but you don't have the cash to pay for the trip.
You just can't do that. It's just wrong.
I don't think when you talk about larger classroom sizes and laying teachers off and not living up to your commitment to state employees has anything to do with a vacation at all.
House Speaker Mike Bush says there's no perfect budget. You just make the best decision based on the hand you're dealt.
We're going to be a sound state. We'll still retain a AAA bond rating, and we'll go forward from here.
The budget moves forward later today when the House is expected to give its final approval to the plan. After that, it moves across the hall to the Senate. Christopher Connolly, 88.1 WYPR.